Thornton describes her industry as in its infancy. It's a period of great experimentation, overflowing with creative technologies.
Once they figure out if it can work from a technical standpoint, then it's the business side of it.
The Scottish firm Aquamarine Power is one of several other foreign companies scouting here. Aquamarine Outreach Coordinator Teresa Wisner recently described her firm's nearshore device to the Tillamook County Commission. Called the Oyster, it's a very large mechanical flap resting on the sea bottom.
What happens is as a wave comes in from the ocean, it forces the top of the oyster down onto some pistons. And those pistons force that water into high-pressure water line that goes ashore to what's called a Pelton wheel, which is one of the oldest ways of generating electricity.
Wisner was followed to the podium in Tillamook by a representative for Seattle, Washington-based Principal Power. Kevin Bannister described his company's plans for floating wind farms offshore of Oregon and Portugal.
The design came from the oil and gas industry, so semi-submersible platforms like this one are not terribly new. The integration with a wind turbine, however, is a new idea.